This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD and also in the process of doing that, get more people into therapy and, you know, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about the rise of narcissism. Narcissistic personality disorder, narcissists, they're everywhere. Why is it so prevalent in today's society? Why is it in, you know, in front of everybody nowadays as opposed to 10, 15, 20 years ago? And, you know, so in the process of saying all that, hold on. I have a therapy appointment here in actually 15 minutes, so I have to knock this out. Because it's in front of everybody nowadays, because social media helps get it out there, y'all. It just has, like, narcissists did not just come pop up 5 years ago. People did not just start being narcissists 5 years ago. You know, people look back in the time and you see narcissists, like, in the Bible. You see them, people say that Hitler was a narcissist or a sociopath or something like that. He had a personality disorder, mental health issue, or thing like that, something going on with him. You know, maybe a psychopath, something like that. You know, there's a lot of different factors that go into why it's so out front today. And like I said, social media and the right, it has a lot to do with it. Because, yeah, we all know that not everybody is a narcissist. We know. Like, trust me, everybody knows, like, your boyfriend was just an A-hole. He wasn't a narcissist. He just didn't want you. Your girlfriend that cheated on you 45 times, she wasn't a narcissist. She was just an A-hole. She was just a, you know, for the streets. And things like that. So, I know that everybody's not a narcissist. Somebody commented on my Instagram yesterday. It's like, hey, Lee, I think you're doing a terrible job because my ex from 4 years ago, she's obsessed with your channel and is calling me a narcissist and assumes that I'm a narcissist. I think you need to chill out and you just telling women what they want to hear. I'm like, well, what about the men that I'm talking to? People think I'm just talking to women. I have over 100,000 men that follow me on social media too. So I'm just like, what are y'all talking about? This is not just for women. This is for men as well. You know what I mean? Because women 100% can be narcissists and they get very, very insidious with it as well, especially when their kids involved. So you see that thing, you see it right there. You see how it happens right there. Like, social media puts it out there in front of people. So 10 years ago, Facebook was out there 10 years ago, but there's not a whole lot of literature on narcissism 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. If it was out there, people didn't have a lot of access to it. They didn't know what they were dealing with. And then all of a sudden, boom. Narcissist. Everybody's a narcissist. Everybody isn't a narcissist. Like, hey, we all have narcissistic traits. This, that. Like I said, social media has put it out there. I didn't know about narcissism I didn't know narcissist. I knew the word narcissist, but I didn't know about narcissist personality disorder until early 2017, late 2016. I cannot remember the exact date. Me and my wife got into the argument, but she called me a narcissist. I think her aunt had dealt with somebody her aunt's ex-husband was a narcissist or something like that, and had a whole secret family with a neighbor or something. It was some craziness. So her aunt had dealt with something like that and kind of told her what a narcissist possibly could be. You know what I mean? So my wife got it from her aunt, who's in her 50s, that what a narcissist was. So her aunt knew. And this is before social media. This is years and years ago. Her aunt knew, but like nobody really, it wasn't out there. You know? And then now it's out there. So when social media brings it to the forefront, you see it, put it in front of people's faces, people get answers. People want answers to why they are feeling crazy. People want answers to why they are going through this situation. People want answers to why they don't feel healthy or they don't feel like they need, like, people want answers. And the word narcissist, the personality disorder, has given people a lot of clarity and a lot of answers. And I know people are going to come out here and say, hey, Lee, look at the statistics. Literally 1% of the population is narcissist. Literally 1% of the population is narcissist. So how explain that? Explain how everybody is dealing with a narcissist if only 1%. So first of all, the numbers are skewed, y'all. Everybody knows 1% is diagnosed or whatnot. You know what I mean? So 1% is diagnosed. So let's just go with 1% is diagnosed. If there are 8 billion people in the planet, so 1% of 8 billion, I can't do the math in my head right now. So you see it. So 1%. So let's say 8 billion people on this planet. That's 8 million. I can't do billion on my calculator. That sucks. But, you know, 1% of that is 8. So 80 million people. 80 million. So that's 80 million narcissists on the planet. So that's not a big number. So if 1%, hey, well, 1% is not that much. 1% is 80 million people. You look at the United States, I think the United States has 330 million people in the United States. So 1% of that is 3,300,000 people. Divide that by 50. This could be like, what, 66,000 narcissists per state. Narcissists, you know, it's not just one person affected by people with narcissists. Narcissists have friends. Narcissists have families. So if you multiply that by 10 or something like that, that's 600,000 people. Like, you see how to reach. When you put the numbers in front of you like that, it doesn't seem so small. When people say 1%, it makes it seem small. 1%, that means 99% of the population is good. I'll take those numbers. I'll take those chances. Roll the dice. I won't give me a narcissist, and you get a narcissist. Or somebody with traits. Not everybody has the personality disorder, but a lot of people do have the traits, y'all. Trust me. Not everybody is a narcissist, but guess who is? Me. I'm a narcissist. And I feel like the stigma, like, so when narcissism, like, it's in the forefront. Like, there are way more pages about narcissist survivors and narcissistic abuse than there are about people from my perspective. Like, I think it's just me. There's some other people out there just talking from the self-aware narcissist perspective. The people, like, been diagnosed or in therapy. People have been diagnosed or are in therapy for narcissist personality disorder. There's me. Then there's HG Tudor. So there's two. Vaknin. There's three. A couple people on TikTok. Ben Taylor and Cluster B Milkshakes on Instagram. So there's like 6 people. But if you Google narcissist survivor, I promise you, you have people coming out of the woodwork. People are like, you know, psychologists, therapists, lawyers, attorneys, doctors. You know what I mean? Coaches, life coaches. People just survive. People, survivors, people have been through it. People with light, learned life experience. People that have been dating these people, married to these people for 40 years. The parents, like, there's so many different people that are coming from their perspective. And people wonder, people are like, why don't more people do what you do, Lee? Like, I've had to block more people on YouTube than I had to block on TikTok. I have over 1 million people that follow me on TikTok. But I've had to block, like, literally so many people on YouTube. Because people on YouTube, I guess they feel like they can just say what they want to. I just block them. I'm just like, look, say what you want to. And it's just going to get you blocked. Don't come here like, hey guys, guess what? The narcissist can't take criticism. I was like, that's one of the traits of narcissism. I don't like criticism. Isn't it funny, guys, that the narcissist who's known for hurting people can't take criticism? No, it's not funny. It's actually one of the traits. So, block. There's your criticism right there, bucko. Hope you enjoy your criticism sandwich. But like I said, if more people, like, my goal from the beginning of this has always been to reach more people that are like me. Because if I can stop one narcissist, I can help 10 people, 20 people, 30 people. Whoever that narcissist encounters, if I can stop one narcissist in their tracks, help them go to therapy, make them realize that you don't have to be an evil bastard or whatever. You know, if I can stop one narcissist in their tracks, then I'm like, that saves more people. But I love talking to survivors and people from that side of everything because they help me grow as well. But I love talking to narcissists, other people who think they're a narcissist. And I tell my story, and they vibe with me. We vibe together. Like, that helps everybody out. Yeah, I just want to. Yeah, people are like, hey, Lee, you get supply from this. You're like a robot. I don't want to give. Hey, Lee's a narcissist, and I'm not going to follow his channel because he's a narcissist. I don't give him supply. Like, I really feel like people, like, what is supply? What exactly is that? Like, I feel like people think supply is like eat, like, some, like, 93 premium gas or something like that. Everybody gets supply from everybody else. Like, you do good deeds because it makes you feel good. I'm just like, you're just narcissistic supply. Don't support him. He's a narcissist. He gets supply from this. So if you do good deeds for just to do good deeds, then you're a good person. Then you don't get supply. I'm the only person who gets supply. It'd be blowing my mind like that. People say that all the time too. They're like, you get supply from this, Lee. I can't support a narcissist. I saw somebody the other day asking. Somebody the other day on TikTok asked a question, and somebody tagged me in the video. They was like, So a girl on TikTok, she asked, she's like, are there any actual pages out there that, you know, talk about narcissists from like the narcissist perspective, and somebody tagged my page like, "Hey, check this page out. He's a diagnosed narcissist." This woman commented on it. She's like, "Oh, I don't want to support a diagnosed narcissist." I'm like, "He talk about what you talking about. I don't want to give him supply." Like, yeah, then good luck on your healing journey, figuring it out. Figure it out. I just like when people say stuff like that, it just blows my mind. Like people, I don't know, y'all. I know this episode has been ranting about narcissism, but social media has put narcissism in the forefront and is giving people a lot of answers to a lot of different questions that they've experienced before and they've dealt with. Like, I'm happy it's out there, because if it didn't become prevalent, I wouldn't be here in my own personal situation that I'm living right now. I wouldn't be here. You know what I mean? My life would be a whole lot different than it is right now. My life probably would not be as good as it is right now. And I'm so super thankful right now because of this. Anyway, y'all, 5 stars on Apple Music and Spotify, please. I really truly enjoy everybody. I appreciate every single thing that y'all done for me, because as much as y'all learn from me, I learn even more from you. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Beam.